flooded.
You're going to pick up, you're going to start all over and go from there.
Mosque massacre victims are buried.
I'm so sad inside.
The first drug to treat postpartum depression.
I went to sleep. I woke up and the thoughts were gone.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor. Fast rising floodwaters, monumental losses. CBS's Don Daler reports from the heartland.
7 feet of water covered Doug and Eric Albert's 9-acre Fremont, Nebraska farm in just minutes.
When we came in with the boat and it was still 5 foot deep.
The father and son returned to find a business they've worked to build for 3 years nearly destroyed.
How many hogs did you have before the flooding came?
We probably lost right at 700 head.
How many do you think you've been able to save?
14.
Just a few miles north of the Alberts farm, Tom Geisler and his son Joey say it will be months before their 200-acre farm will be cleaned up and operating.
I mean, is there a chance that you're not going to get the crops in time, or you think you're going to be able to?
Oh, it'll be delayed. There's no doubt about that.
Estimated losses for farms and ranches could reach $1 billion.
It's out. That chemical fire burning near Houston since Sunday, thick black smoke really poured out for a time. Officials telling nearby residents no measurable air quality problem from those burning chemicals. Funerals for the first victims of the mosque massacres in New Zealand. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is there.
The many sad farewells have begun. The first to be laid to rest, a father and his 14-year-old son. They were placed in grave sites next to each other. People attending the funerals were emotional.
I'm so sad inside. It's so difficult for us.
The father and son and their entire family came here last year from Syria. They chose Christchurch because they thought they'd be safe. Their death, says this woman, were so unnecessary.
They were not doing anything. They were not harming anybody.
On Friday, the entire country will observe a moment of silence to mark 1 week since the massacre. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Christchurch, New Zealand.
There are changes at Facebook, a tightening of their advertising policies. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Long overdue, say fair housing and civil rights groups. Facebook was facing 5 separate lawsuits from them, alleging the company's algorithms allowed advertisers to illegally exclude specific demographics from seeing job or housing ads or other opportunities. As part of the settlement, Facebook has now agreed to create a separate portal for ads linked to housing, employment, and credit, making sure they can't target users by age, race, gender, cultural affinity, or zip code. Jim?
Democrats are waiting for one more hat to get tossed into the ring. Former Vice President Joe Biden is now confiding to donors he does intend to do just that. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Part of Biden's challenge is that unlike Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke, or Kamala Harris, he's never really had a vast national network of supporters willing to donate money online. So it's unclear if he'll be able to raise big money on day one. The number to beat is $6.1 million. That's how much O'Rourke raised on his first day as a candidate last week. Sanders raised about $5.9 million on his first day.
FDA approval. First drug designed to treat postpartum depression, which is experienced by about 1 in 9 moms. Here's Dr. Tara Narula.
Given in an IV over a 3-day period in the hospital, it rebalances hormones that spike during pregnancy and plummet after birth. Unlike conventional antidepressants, the effect can be almost immediate.
When it does hit pharmacies, the new drug will be known as Zolpresso. Maricopa, Arizona, a sickening scene.
It's unlocked. Come on.
A mom is accused there of forcing her 7 adopted children to act in YouTube videos like this one, then using pepper spray on them, locking them in closets, beating them, even starving them. Another ruling against Monsanto, owned by Bayer, a jury finding the company's Roundup weed killer a substantial factor in a California man's cancer. Former prosecutor Andrew Cherkowski.
This is a big loss for Bayer and Monsanto. It proves that juries are being convinced that Roundup is causing cancer.
Monsanto says its studies have established that Roundup's active ingredient is safe. 100% no way. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft's reaction to Florida prosecutors' offer of a plea deal. Kraft and 24 other men are charged with paying for illicit sex at a massage parlor there. Syria is a changing landscape. Hundreds of ISIS militants surrendering overnight. The only American broadcast correspondent on the ground there right now, CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Covered in dust and exhausted, U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces found the energy to dance.
Does today feel like victory for you?
God willing, yes, Mohammed Mahmoud told us. We feel like we've won. After an endless line of ISIS fighters surrendered from Baghouz, the very last scrap of territory under the militant group's control.
but they're not giving up without a fight. ISIS video shot from inside the camp shows militants spraying gunfire in every direction in a last bid to halt the progress of advancing troops. But the video also included what amounted to an ISIS admission of defeat. We did everything we could, this fighter says. The dying so-called caliphate is drawing its last breaths. And that is reason enough to celebrate.
25 new inductees into the Library of Congress National Recording Registry.
In 1958, Ritchie Valens sang a tribute to Mexico to the beat of rock and roll. Around the same time,
Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad.
Listeners were riveted by radio dramas. A decade later, Sam and Dave paved the way for the Blues Brothers. And the following year, 1968,
Jimmy, head with hair, long, beautiful hair.
The anthem of a generation riveted by the words of Robert F. Kennedy on the death of Martin Luther King Jr.
What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence.
A year later, Neil Diamond's tune would eventually become a theme for Boston fans. And from the next decade, Allie Willis, who wrote the lyrics for Earth, Wind & Fire's hit, says they chose the 21st because it sounded good. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It's a big deal, Disney buying Fox Entertainment.
Disney Star Wars meet Fox's Avatar and X-Men and Fantastic Four. The result of a huge media merger now all done. Disney closing its $71 billion acquisition of Fox's entertainment assets. In addition to the legendary 20th Century Fox studio and its library and franchises, Disney adds TV productions like The Simpsons and several cable networks, including National Geographic. Tom Foti, CBS News.
It happens this PM. Spring equinox. Precise moment that the sun's rays shine directly on the equator. It is one of 2 days in the year, the other being the autumnal equinox in September, when there's 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness almost everywhere on Earth. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.